Blog Talk Radio.
For me,
Amongst Friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
America, good evening. Good evening, America. Welcome to another show of Amongst Friends. Tonight is going to be real interesting. We're going to talk about what's been going on for the past, three, 4 months or so. It's concerning the N-word. So hopefully everyone will call in and, give their views on how they feel about it. First of all, let me welcome the fellow co-hosts. We have Jeff, we have Deidre, and we have Heather. So we want to welcome them to the show. And also we would like to welcome our listening audience. As usual, if you have a comment, you can call us at 760-683-2662. You can hit us online at www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. Or what we usually do most of the time is you can hit us on our Facebook page, which is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. So as I said, the topic tonight is the N-word. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Or are you indifferent to it? One thing that I guess been hitting me for the past few months is the overwhelming response of should we use it? Should we use it? If we do use it, who do we share? Who do we say it to? So, what do you say, America? What do you say? So, the first question I have is to the co-host. How do you feel? Anybody can answer first. Heather, Deidre, Jeff, how do you feel about the N-word? Do you use it? Do you don't use it? Do you say it amongst your cohorts, or do you just say it just to be saying it?
And it's the A, and it's, what I'm saying. And sometimes when I say, please, or it's being funny. However, I don't do it as often because I do understand why it's offensive. To other people.
Deidre,
yes.
I think you're coming in real, real choppy, Mama. I think you're coming in real, real choppy. I can barely understand what you're saying.
Okay.
So, Heather, what do you think?
About the word in general use, I have never, honest to goodness, I've never even engaged in a debate or conversation about the use of the word. I've never necessarily gotten totally, you know, thrown off by it. Growing up as a child, and especially being from the Midwest, it was common to hear it talked about, because I often remember hearing my father and his friends say stuff like, "Negro, please." So it wasn't necessarily nigger, but their generation always like, "Negro, please. Negro, we're trying to get yourself somewhere to that," you know, that kind of thing. And so,
So they never said the N-word all that much. They would just use the proper sense. They would say Negroes. That what you're saying?
Right. So when I probably started hearing nigger, I mean, of course, in school, you know, talked about it with Black history lessons and things like that. But hearing people use it as a term of endearment and stuff like that probably wasn't until I was probably a teenager and probably my mother's youngest brother. We would go to my grandmother's for the summer and, like, the rap music stuff that he would listen to. And then, you know, we moved to D.C. when I was very young, but we always spent a lot of time back in Ohio with my grandparents, aunts, and uncles. So once I got older, hearing people in this area who use it, I think just became desensitized to it because it's a common, you know what I mean, dialect. Now, with my son, I don't allow the use of it. And I think the kids that I'm around, like the football teams and like that, if I hear them say it, I'll correct them. And to me, it's not so much that I find the word offensive, but I think politically correctness and appropriate language, it just isn't one of those words. And so because I think it can be offensive and it can have a negative connotation to some people, you know, we treat it as a bad word.
Okay. Jeff, how you doing tonight, my brother? Okay, we have... Okay, that was a nice... So let me ask you this. Was there an interaction with... And this question is to Heather. So was there an interaction where the Negro... with your family, where there was an interaction between Negro and the N-word? And if so, was there tense situations where, I guess, the older generation, like your aunts, would say, "Don't say that word," or was it just straight talk?
No, I remember my father had an argument saying, "Nigga, don't please go say Negro." You know, like, it was Negro was like just a word that, you know what I mean, that he used in the same format, but it was never nigger. So I could hear him say, like, that Negro's lying.
Uh-huh.
Where to me, it sounds like I'm stuttering to say it. Whereas I was like, you know, or normal people would say, "That nigga lying." But it came off that easy for him to say Negro.
Uh-huh. So it sounds
or whatever
to me
Negro.
It just sounds to me that, and I could be wrong and you know, smack my hand if I am, that, you know, your pops, he made a conscious decision to not say nigger. He just said Negro,
I don't think it was a conscious decision against the word nigger. I think because it wasn't just him, like my godfather's from Ohio, like my uncles and them that still live there, my cousins, they say Negro. Like even today, my cousins that are my age and younger than me, they say Negro. I think that's something they say there. I just think that's how they talk.
Okay.
Like a lot of preachers, like listening around talking, use the word Negro. It just has always been. And, I mean, I've been around that all my life. Now, I'm not saying they don't use the word nigger, but what I clearly remember, I've never heard my father say nigger. I've always heard him say Negro. I've always heard my uncle say Negro. Like, Negro,
okay,
please.
So that's the question. that's the question I was trying to ask. Thank you for that. Jeff Odedra, how do you feel about the use of the N word? Jeff don't care.
I mean, of course, when the Caucasians say it, I am enraged with the power of Ra, and I want to bring hell and damnation to that ass to right the wrongs of my ancestors when that word is said by the Caucasian man or Caucasian woman. But if I see Q at Starbucks and he's like, it's all good.
Of course.
So, you know, that's how I feel about it. That's where I am with it, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
I'm going to say that I am along the same line as Jeff. I'm okay if colored people use the word, but then I feel a certain kind of way if the other race uses it, but then I've never heard anybody say it. I've never been in a situation where I've heard anyone other than African American. So I don't really know how I would feel one way or other, because I've, you know, you read about it or you hear some story how somebody done said it, and then you're just like, well, yeah, probably shouldn't have said it, but I've never experienced, so I've never been in the moment. I've never, even being from Texas, I've never had anybody call me a nigga or anything like that. It's just, it is what it is.
Now, you know, Steve, I find that really, really surprising, especially since you were born and raised in the Deep South, in Texas. I'm surprised.
In green pickup truck, drag a black man till he come apart, Texas. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry.
It just blows me that word, you've never experienced that, or you've never heard any other race say the word nigger. Okay, and let me make something right quick. If America, we're going to say the N-word all night, so... You know, if you're cringes, I'm sorry. But it's all about being honest, being truthful. So, you know, it's up to you. If you want to say the N-word, fine. If you don't want to say the N-word, that's fine too. But, you know, that discretion is up to you. So, to carry on.
You know, what I think about it is, so like, but I have heard them say Negro. But my point is this. The reason why I don't necessarily have a problem with saying nigga or, you know, ninja or whatever is because I've never had anybody directly say, you know, nigga girl, you need to go sit down or something like that, being from the South. So that negative connotation that comes with it, I've never experienced that. So for me, it would be just a word because, I mean, I can remember when talking to my mom, her taking me to the dictionary and saying, okay, what is the definition of a nigger? And she says, are you any of these things? And I'm like, no, ma'am. And she says, so you are not this. So for me, because I was told that that's not who I am, it's just,
But you know what, Deidre? I think the context, the definitions of like nigger and nigga are different. Of course, I mean, if you look up the word, you know, nigger in the dictionary, N-I-G-G-E-R, it says that, you know, you're basically lazy, slothful, you know, whatever. And I find that kind of funny also because during that time we were labeled, we were doing black people, slaves, we were doing most of the work. So I don't understand why we were labeled as that and we were doing the brunt of the work from sun up to sundown. So, I mean, that's a whole different story. But I think the definition through the years, when it comes to nigger and nigger, it changes. It changed. So I don't think black people are, I guess, niggers, N-I-G-G-E-R-S. I think most black people are, if I see Jeff, you know, or if I see any of my other friends, I'll be like, yo, what's up, my nigger? That's not saying that he's a lazy person or slothful, you know. He's just what we define as like a compadre or a cool person, you know, like one of the boys. So I understand the context of what your mother was trying to portray to you. In that aspect, she's right. You know, you're not what the Webster Dictionary says that you are. I just think that the definition has changed through the years to something that we as black people or we as minorities can you know, shake hands upon. And I think now it's not just black people now. You know, I see it's a lot of the Latino race, the Puerto Ricans, especially the Puerto Ricans. You know, society sees them as our cousins. And it's something that, for the most part, black people and Puerto Rican people have embraced, you know, as us being, you know, related. So if I see, like, you know, a Puerto Rican dude that I'm cool with, and I say, you know, what's up, my nigga, he's going to say the same thing, and it's all love. So
Or he might just come back and say, hey, old Bobby, how you doing, y'all? How you doing today, y'all? Mira. Yo, so check this out, yo. Yo, so I was on a date, right, a long time ago, right, and I was at a movie theater, and me and my date, we were two rows up from this group of white kids, and they was loud, they was rowdy, we understood it, it was date night, everybody trying to have a good time or whatever. So me and my date trying to get around all the noise they making, hoping that they stop, you know, when the movie starts. So I guess one of their boys was at the concession stand getting the popcorn and the candy and everything. So he comes in the joint with everybody's stuff, and he's like, yo, where y'all at? So they answer back to him, they come in, and he comes down to the seat, and he sees, I guess, one of the boys that he sees a dude there that wasn't there when they first got there. So he was like, yo, Pete, what's up, my nigga? He's like, I'm chilling, nigga. Yo, me and my date was just like, boing, 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 boing. What? Yo, what just happened? Did they really just take the word and use it for them? And
So did you say that the dude was white and when he saw and his friend was white also, or was he black?
No, his boy, they was both white.
they were both white.
They were both white, and they both addressed each other with nigga. Straight up.
So how did you feel about that? What was your reaction?
It was like a it was a wow moment. It was like, wow. It was like, okay, like this is how this is going down. You know, I didn't feel I needed to turn into Malcolm X and, you know, teach them the history of the word and break it down and tell them they couldn't. I was like, shit, go ahead. Call yourself a nigga. Go ahead. That just fed into the stereotype that, you know, some white people want to be black. They love our culture so much, they want to be down. You know, just like you got some of us, Bruce Leroy, who want to be Chinese so bad, you know. You go learn Kung Fu, start eating fortune cookies, and, you know. So.
That raises another point. So, let me ask you this. America and the co-host, do you think nigger is slowly getting out as a racial thing and becoming a class thing from an economic standpoint? Do you think the word nigger is going from race and culture to economic class based on what Jeff just said about, you know, two white guys sit calling each other niggers and, you know, and it's all love?
Well, no, I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think that, you know, like anything, when one group or subgroup takes something and makes it bigger than what it probably was or is, others naturally partake of it. I can fully understand where some people will feel that it's wrong for white people to say it. I understand that feeling, but it doesn't make it right because I understand it. And so if we've used the word and called it a term of endearment, it's nothing that should stop anybody else from doing the same.
Okay. Okay. I agree.
I think I would personally, and I'm not saying that this is right or this is wrong, but if I saw some dude in a $3,000 Armani suit say to his boy in another $3,000 Armani suit, "What up, nigga?" I would really be like, "What?" I'm like, "What the fuck are y'all doing?"
But why?
I was like, "What are y'all doing?" And I'm like, "Yo, it would look fake.
Why would it look fake if you saw them two? But Puffy and Jay-Z can be in their $3,000 suits and do it."
Ooh.
You can't take ownership of something.
Let me answer. When you are raised up in that atmosphere to the point where you can put on an Armani suit and call the next dude in Armani suit nigga, that in itself is a whole other thing than two guys named Darren and Roger doing it in theirs. Now, I don't know the background of Darren and Roger. They might have came from the streets of Detroit where Eminem grew up and be just as down as Eminem or down as Drake, you know, the next up-and-coming white boy. But that situation, me not knowing that, I'm not saying that I would, like, want to jump on these dudes because they said the word nigga, but I think that I would just be quick to say something like, really? that don't even sound right coming out of your mouth like that. And that would probably
I get what you're saying, but I think what we don't get is that it's a bigger picture. And most white people or white men that you would probably be shocked to see say that is that fan base for the rap music who had the money to purchase CDs, albums, and things like that, because most ghetto kids didn't have that. We weren't out buying CDs at 15 and $19.99 a pop. That's not how we got music. Most of us record. When it came on the radio, you hit record on your cassette, boombox. We were out buying the CDs when they came out, NWA, and all of that. And there are several studies who show that white America, young white kids, suburbia, was buying rap music. So hearing nigger became a part of their vocabulary and a term of endearment for them as well.
Right, but that in itself was the plague. She just came back on.
Okay. Heather B?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, you were. I think the last thing you were ranting. So let's go back to what you were saying. What were you saying, Mama?
Debbie said I was ranting. No, what I'm saying is that you can't take. White people would never. They don't use Trailer Park or poor white trash. Like, they don't ever use that amongst themselves. The poorest, the richest, the in-between, they don't do that. And we take words that are demeaning and use them as terms of endearment. And I'm saying that you can't take something and want to say it's love and it's cool and expect other people to not want to be a part of that love and it's cool.
No. And not. So right there.
And although we do say there are different things that you can say in different relationships, it's beyond it being a double standard when you do it openly and in public. Like, I have a girlfriend who, her word is just bitch. It ain't personal. It's just her word.
Uh-huh,
and
it's
off her tongue with ease, just like she's saying hello. And when she does it, I said, okay, that was your bitch for the day.
And you shut it down just like that, huh?
But you can't feel like you can say something, use it in public and in open, but then you're going to pick out and select who can use it and who can't.
But Heather, I don't know, because, okay, it would be better if a white person, you know, grew up with me, or a Puerto Rican person grew up with me, or a Chinese person, if we all grew up in the same neighborhood together, and we went through the same struggle, you know, and we have an endearing friendship. I could say, even though the Chinese cat may have a problem saying the word nigger, you know, I could go to him, or I could go to the Puerto Rican brother, or I could go to the white dude and be like, you know, my nigga, what's going on? It's not, in order to be labeled as a comrade in using a word, there has to be some type of bonding that you have maybe with one race or among the races. And I think what Jeff, and I think what, you know, a good amount of the black people are saying, if you don't know the struggle, if you don't know my struggle, if you don't know our struggle, then you can't use it. No matter what you went through. Because I think that when the white person, even if you know, with Jeff had his story, even if, you know, those two dudes are boys, whatever. Me, I'm gonna have a problem with that, because I'm thinking you don't know your history and you don't know the struggle. So how dare you, you know, say that to another white person and think that shit is cool. And it, to me, it's another thing of how, you know, white people, or let's say not necessarily white people, but the powers that be, how they try to dictate stuff. And that's the whole problem I have.
But why can't they think it's cool if y'all are thinking it's cool and using the word? Why can't they think it's cool too?
They can think it's cool all they want to. But my thing is this: if you are a Caucasian and you are going to submerge yourself into African American culture to the point that you want to say the word nigga, you want to say it to another white person who's doing the same thing, you want to say it to another black person because that's your boy, like Q was saying, somebody that you know what I'm saying, you're going through some stuff with, you know what I'm saying, might be your roommate, might be your coworker, you know, y'all busting out projects together, y'all working side by side, y'all in the trenches. But as soon as the history of the word and the history of African American people as a culture, as soon as that gets to you, you need to do one or two things.
You need to save yourself.
You're never going to say that word to a black person because you know what's going to happen to you. Or to all those cool people that you cool with, you're basically going to have to ask them, yo, if I was to call you the N-word, if it was to slip out, and we were just talking about maybe like big booties, or we was talking about the latest, you know, Scarface mixtape, and I slipped up, and I called you the term of endearment, nigga, or I called you the term of endearment, the N-word, what would happen between our, what would happen in our relationship? When you get that answer, if the black woman says to you, cool, I give you that pass for that, then you have a pass with that person. If they tell you that you're going to catch a size 9.5 Timberland in your ass, then you know that you're never going to say that word. You're going to try your damnedest not to slip up and say that word. So you can go ahead and submerge yourself in the culture. You can sag your pants. You can wear cross colors. You can try and hit on Deidre if you want to, because you think that she's a black queen and all the dudes that you see around you who you admire is hitting on Deidre. You want to be like them. You want to hit on Deidre. So you go ahead and you hit on Deidre. You wanna ride around with 23s on your Cutlass. Then you go ahead and ride around 23s on your Cutlass. But that is your N. You need to be happy with your N, and not get your ass whipped for saying that N word. Because if you're trying to get in only just to say the N word, then you are coming in for the wrong reason.
Exactly.
But I don't think anybody's coming in just to say the N word. My stance on it is that you can't take a word and turn it into a term of endearment and say that other people can't use a term of endearment. Because you don't have a problem with them saying, honey child. And white people ain't coming up with that. That was black people.
Who said honey child? Anyway, I digress. But I don't know.
You know your mama said honey child.
I'm gonna tell you right now. If you was to take ten dudes from today's time and drop them back in the days when we was picking cotton, and you let them bond, and you let them be in the fields, and you let the white masters see and hear themselves take that word and use it like that, that would probably go down in the history books. The word was designed to mean. Huh?
If that is true, why are we using it as a term of endearment?
Because it is an African American flip on the word. Check this out. Either you or Deidre just said it. White people don't be like, yo, white people don't say that other white people, yo honky, yo white trash. Because why? Because the white mind has moved towards other types of exclusion when it comes to them. They don't have to say it. If you work at McDonald's, you are not getting in this country club. We don't care what kind of white you are. It's exclusion. And you know you're not supposed to be up in there. It's an unsaid thing. They don't have to do it. The white mind has elevated to that. So they did not expect for the black man to take that word and flip that word like that. So now that we have flipped that word and we now use it as our own, to some black people, it's no longer a hurtful word, so to speak. It doesn't hurt every time we hear it. It was meant so that every time somebody spoke it, it was supposed to break you down. And it does not do that anymore. So some of the power in that word has been broken. So like I said, if you take 10 niggas now and you throw them in a cotton field back in the day and you let the white slave master see them talking about, yo, nigga, get that bushel, nigga. And it's like, it's a term of endearment and they working? Or it's a term of endearment and they bucking the system or whatever? I bet you white is talking about, yo, we can't even call them nigga no more. It don't work no more. We got to think of a new name for that.
So I think that, you know, we flipped it. Since we flipped it, then we should have total authority on how to use it. Is the devil standard? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I think that's what the problem is, you know, everything's devil standard is wrong. Maybe, but it's ours, and it's so we should have, and since it's ours, and since we rewrote the script, we should dictate how it is used, not any other race. In order for them to join our fraternity, and that's what it is, you know, in our TTA, nigga, it's a fraternity, it's a brotherhood.
It's a brotherhood.
It's ours. It's ours. It's what Jeff said about inclusion. It's inclusion. So since that is a part of our inclusion, we make the rules of how all that inclusion process goes.
Really?
And you know what? It's just like, yes. And it's just like what you said earlier with your friend about, you know, the word bitch. Towards the women. Women could call each their best friends for life. They could call each other bitches up and down the block all day long. That's y'all rule. That's the women rule. I don't know if it's black. I don't know if it's, you know, white. I don't know if it's Asian. It's a woman rule. If y'all close, if y'all cool with each other, y'all could call each other bitches. What is the main rule though with that? A man can't call y'all that. That's the rule y'all set. That's the rule women set when it came to the word bitch. So what's the difference? What's the difference between saying the word nigger and what's the difference between what y'all say when y'all call each other bitches? We respect the rules. Those who know the rules, respect it. We know we can't say that to y'all, or there's going to be hell on earth. We know that. So what if another female, example, Deidre and Heather, they best friends, they tight. One of Heather's friends that don't know Deidre calls Deidre the B word. What's going to happen?
Okay, first of all, Heather's not going to be calling Deidre no bitch, and none of Heather's friends are going to be calling me no bitch.
Oh my God. Scenario. I'm not saying it's going to happen for real.
Okay,
scenario.
I don't want to say.
We don't get control of other people's mouths, you know, we can determine whether or not we're going to answer.
That's just like a
comment. So that doesn't necessarily have a rule that says other women can call me a bitch, but men can't.
I don't know what you think.
It's just like nigger. There's a rules. It's all about inclusion, but there are rules. If you want to be included, there are rules. Is it wrong? Maybe. Did the devil start it? Hell yeah. Can you say it? Can you say it to everybody that you know? Hell no, you can't. But I mean, it's basically the same thing. It's basically the same thing. So, America, I'm sorry, we've been going back and forth. America, call us if you have anything to say, 760-683-2662, you know, or hit us online, www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends, or hit us up on, you know, our Facebook group, Amongst Friends Online Radio Show. So, I guess another question is, since we talk about, you know, NIGGA and NIGGER, so I guess the question now is, based on our conversation, is there a difference between the two? Is there really a difference between nigger, N-I-G-G-E-R, and N-I-G-G-A? Is there really a difference?
I mean, there is a difference. I mean, of course, when it's term of endearment, it's not Webster's Dictionary. But when you're using Webster's Dictionary to describe an actual black person that is, I don't remember Webster's Dictionary, but tell the truth, shame the devil, we got some shiftless black people on this planet. They ain't about shit. They don't want to be about shit. They ain't going to do shit. So when they get called that, when they get called nigger, they get pissed. So, I mean, come on. I mean, they getting called out. So it is what it is. I mean, so there is a difference. Because, you know, when I call you a nigger, you know what I'm saying? The tone is different than, what's up, my nigga? Or, yo, my nigga, you crazy. No, it's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tone, it's the situation, it's the ER versus the GA. And basically when you're using the ER and you're a black person, you know who you're talking to, you know who you're talking about. And so does that person that you're directing at, they know too.
So is it suffice to say just that, you know, nigger, N-I-G-G-A, is a term of endearment, right? Like we spoke of earlier. And N-I-G-G-E-R, that's the negative connotation of it. That's when you talk about somebody that you don't like, right? I'm just wondering who came up with NIGGA. I've been trying to research that. Does anyone know? Because we all know where nigger came from. We all know where that came from. But the flipped word of it, N-I-G-G-A, does anyone know where that came from?
N-W-A.
Hold on. I know that the pretty little birdie voice known as Heather, who is so quiet in our little hip-hop conversation, is trying to lay some history as to who came up with N-I-G-G-A?
Oh, Lord.
I used to love N.W.A., Easy, Ice Cube. I was really into West Coast.
What? Can y'all imagine having with a bandana? With some chuckers on. What?
Listen, I just weeks ago went to a Bonfire of Harmony concert at the Fillmore.
Wow. So how did you feel when they sang that song? Boom, 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 boom.
They fucking said.
Lord.
No, but that's where nigga came from.
From NWA, really?
Yeah.
That's all you got, babe.
Yeah, I mean, it's a West Coast slang word.
Well, okay,
like,
so
what's up, my nigga?
Like, I think it came from Richard Pryor. I think it came from Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor, really?
If you listen to his albums back in like the mid, like the early to mid 70s, you know, he was saying nigga all over the place.
But he was saying nigga with an ER. As we said today was gay, that was West Coast. Okay.
That's my opinion. I mean, it's just me.
They should we should write in so they can do a behind the music. When did nigger show up in
on the word nigger?
Yeah, the word nigger. Behind the music.
So this is what I wanted to know. And this is I guess one of the main questions, the main reason for this topic tonight. So I guess my question is, you know, if the word nigger, N-I-G-G-E-R, presents so much of a negative connotation, then why is there all this commotion to get the word banned or outlawed? I mean, I guess what I want to know is, why are people trying to ban the word now in 2013 instead of, let's say, 30, 40 years ago, in the 70s.
It's a show of power.
From who?
It's a show of power. It's a show of power for the few black folks who tried to spearhead that whole thing on a different front that tried it. Because basically, we all saw pretty much a power shift when it became a term of endearment, and like I said, that the power of the word was broken down, so it wasn't as hurtful. So, as you had your Bill Cosby's and your Oprah's, you know, rubbing elbows with politicians and stuff like that, you know, it was, I don't know if you want to call it the black Illuminati, the black hand, the black mafia, whatever. But it was a show of power to try and get that word just taken off the books. Basically, you know, so that basically children growing up, you know, I know what PlayStation is. I've never heard of, I don't even know what that word is, N-I-G-G-E-R. I don't know what it is. I can't find a definition for it. So it must not be a real word. So I'm never going to use it because I don't know how to use it. And hopefully people won't be talking about it to actually give word-of-mouth definition of the word. So that's all it was. It was a show of power for the people who thought they had enough power to get something like that done. If you can have white American culture have Homer Simpson don't be actually put in the Webster's Dictionary, then why can't non-cartoon characters such as Bill Cosby, Oprah Winfrey, Denzel Washington, ride against the word nigger and get it erased from Webster's Dictionary?
Okay, first of all, is the word in actually in the Webster dictionary? To your knowledge?
Is what word?
Nigger.
Yeah.
N-I-G-G-E-R or N-I-G-G-A or one or both?
Hold on.
No, just the hurtful one, buddy. I would beg to differ if
the word nigger is St. Merriam-Webster.
Yes, Webster.
So Jeff, you mentioned a shift in power. Who was trying to do the shifting was it the white Americans, aka the powers that be, or was it the black people like Cosby or Oprah? Because it damn sure wasn't Denzel. It damn sure wasn't Denzel.
Well, it was your Oprah Winfrey's and your Bill Cosby's and was it I know I always mess up this man's name, like Alvin Poussin. So it was people like that who were trying to put it in the ear of the right people, so that black people would stand up and rally against it, and we could get it done. If it spreads like wildfire through the United States, especially via some underground or grassroots situation, then yeah, most definitely it can get taken care of. But you know, it just fell to the wayside. You know, people was like, "Yeah, we're gonna ban it in our neighborhood. We're not gonna use it." Da, da, da. Well, I mean, you just made it an outlaw word. That's all you did, which means people are gonna use it even more. Especially anybody aspiring to the outlaw lifestyle or gangster lifestyle. So, I mean, it didn't succeed. So.
Okay, because I was thinking about what was it a few years ago that Reverend Al Sharpton was trying to, I guess, get the word outlawed or whatever, or say in black culture that, you know, that's a negative connotation with just like. My thing is, leave it up to the black people to make that choice. Because I think what Reverend Al and Bill Cosby and Oprah did wrong was trying to I guess go to the white minority when. In all actuality, you know, it was them who started that whole nigga thing in the first place. So if that's the case, why black people gotta go to white people and try to help them get rid of the word? It should be the other way around.
It's not going to be the other way around because white people want it to go away. The ones who are the non-racist white society, the ones who just want to love everybody, they want the word in the evil connotation of the word to go away. That means that. Of course, white people won't say it to bring up the evil connotation, and black people will start to get over the whole slavery thing. So they're not going to touch the situation, because for them to touch it will always bring about the evil connotation. But black people needed to do it to try and show their might, to try and show their power. Because, I'm sorry, but there is no Melvin Jackson who owns Webster that Oprah can cut a check to to get the word nigga gone. There is no, you know, there is no Yusef Hawkins, you know, from Philly, who is Bill Cosby's nephew, that he can put a bug in his ear to say, yo, get that word in your Webster's Dictionary. So, yeah, so the power, the black power had to go to the white power that owned documentation and dictionaries to get the word taken out.
Okay. It's still, I see what you're saying, but it still sounds kind of twisted, though. It still sounds kind of twisted in a roundabout way. I mean, I understand what you're saying. If you really want to get, I'm talking about the word nigger. I'm talking about N-I-G-G-E-R. You know, if they want to get rid of that word, I think they can. I just think that they don't want to, because that's their hold on us. And not just black people, but, you know, minorities also. You know, I mean, I guess to black people, we're niggas. But, you know, I guess to, you know, like my Latino family or my Asian family, I'm quite sure the powers that be have negative names for those. You know, or maybe, you know, they could say them Mexican niggas or them Asian niggas, them Chinese niggas, you know. But I just think that they just use that word to step on our necks and to not lift up us.
Can you imagine the story on Fox 5 News if the 2014 Webster's Dictionary came out and the word nigger was not in there? Can you imagine? Because they would have to go deep, deep, deep as to find out. Because it wouldn't be white people who own the station, the white reporters, or the black reporters saying, okay, we're not reporting this. This is not newsworthy. So the word is gone. Big deal. Who's going to notice? But then it's going to happen to, when it doesn't get any story, it doesn't get any press, some white person is going to have to say the word needs to exist. The word needs to be in the dictionary. And this person is going to do Dr. Phil. They're probably going to do Oprah with heavy security. And, you know, going to run through all the talk shows. And it's going to be some crazy. It'll be some crazy mess if that word disappears.
So, Deidre, the term "nigger please" was first used in the 1970s by comics such as Paul Mooney. As a funny punctuation joke about blacks, is now her routine comedy routine by African American. Deidre, where you find that?
Wikipedia.
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 And we all know that Wikipedia ain't the most isn't the most truthful resource. You know that, right?
Says who?
Says
everybody. That's a common fact.
People who do research. That's a fact.
Deidre, you could get on Wikipedia right now and go into somebody's subject and go into somebody's topic and change. Huh?
And change. I can create a thing.
Right.
So, okay, did you know in March 2007, for example, the N-word was banned by the New York City Council? While the ban covers no legal punishment, it was a symbolic move that represents a tighter opposition in the use of N-word. Did you get that from Wikipedia, too?
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Okay. And where did you get that one from?
I had to go back to my source.
Obviously, the council in New York City doesn't have enough power as the D.C. council because New York City runs rampant with nigga all day.
Okay.
All day.
It says that while it holds no, what's the name?
Legal punishment. While the ban carries no legal punishment, it was a symbolic move that represents the tide of opposition. Opposition to the use of the word, of the N-word in America. So, who opposed it? Definitely wasn't black people.
How do you know?
It was probably some niggas.
I just like the word.
Black people and the Puerto Ricans opposed that. Because it goes back to the argument, you know, that we were talking about earlier. They don't have the power. They, the white people, a.k.a. the powers that be, they don't have the power to ban the word.
What do you mean they don't have the power?
Oh, I'm speaking of, you know what, I'm speaking of the NIDGA. Maybe they do have the power to ban N-I-G-G-E-R. Maybe they do. Maybe. But I don't think so. Because they go keep using that word as to oppress us. Haves and the have-nots is part of capitalism. That's just me and my two cents.
Oh, okay, that's we don't want the 2 cents.
So don't get punched. So, okay, another question I have for the listening audience. And I'm sorry, listening audience, we have like 15 more minutes, so if you want to get your word in, hit us up. 760-683-2662. You can call, hit us on our blog talk on our website, www.blogtalkradio/amongstfriends, or you can hit us up on our Facebook page, Amongst Friends Online Radio Show. So maybe we talked about this earlier, but let's go back to it. So in general, when it comes to the word nigga, N-I-G-G-A, who can't say it? And when, if ever, can it be said? So,
I don't think preachers in the pulpit should say it.
Who's stupid?
Say that again, my dude.
I don't think preachers in the pulpit, while giving a sermon on Easter Sunday, should say it. It is a sacrilege against God.
You ain't got a liquor sense, boy.
What? White people should not say the word. Germans should not say the word. Jews with the little curls who got something to pull, standing on my block when I got Tim's on, should not say it.
Lord,
yeah,
Lord.
Word up.
This is America, and people have freedom of speech. So whoever wants to say it can say it.
But
yeah,
there's also repercussions if you're not deemed as, I guess,
I think
who,
that's. I think that's stupid.
Say it.
I think that's stupid.
Why? Why is it stupid, babe?
If you're going to
if
you're going to take issue with someone else saying it, then why would you say it too? I don't get it.
Deidre, if you're at a Chinese carryout, right? And you put in your order. And it's wrong. And you go back and let them know this wrong. And somebody in the back calls you a nigger. That's cool with you.
Okay, because I know I'm not a nigger.
Okay, but he called you that. You just said anybody entitled to say. And I said, if the wrong person say that, there's going to be, repercussions and ramifications.
Yeah, DJ, please don't make me put you on World Star. Please do not make me put you on World Star.
Put me on World Star.
Okay. It's coming.
I'm not a nigger. Sorry.
Okay.
We know that.
Okay, so why would I get mad if somebody says it?
The same way you just
said.
No. Here's the thing. This is why I am 80-20 that Deidre is telling a half truth. If you know that you ain't a nigga, then you must know that you a bitch. Because if Heather's friend calls you that word, you was kind of huffy and puffy when you was talking about it.
Yeah, because I got
huffy and puffy.
Yeah,
I am.
You was kind of huffy and puffy.
Yeah, no, because I know I am a bitch. But just because I am, don't mean you're going to call me one.
Oh, okay.
What? Wow, really? Really?
Oh, so they pulled the mask. And called you the B word, and that's why you want to come out huffing and puffing.
So Deidre, what's the difference? Explain to me if you're not either a nigger or a bitch. So why the hostility hostility between the female, but then you don't have the hostility towards the Chinese dude that called you a nigger?
Because I'm not a nigga.
But you just said you're not a bitch too, but you already got that girl's ass.
No, I didn't say that. I said you're not going to call me.
No, she said.
Babe,
no.
That's confrontational. That's still confrontational, baby. That's still confrontational.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Deidre, we'll see you come February. Yeah. We'll see you come February.
What's happening in February?
Oh, come on, African-American woman. Strong African-American woman. You know what happens in February.
What happens?
All African-American tension levels run high because you can't tell us nothing for 28 goddamn days about nothing when it comes to being black people. We will see in February about you and the word nigger. We will see. We will see.
What is February?
Second month of the year.
Wow. So you just went Caucasian?
You need your card revoked. You need your card revoked. You really need your card revoked.
She tried to get Kane in the corner too.
Dude, I'm gonna ask you one more time. Huh?
Q, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
No, I got you.
I think I'm trying to understand what that got to do with whole the nigga and all this kind of stuff. What? Okay, and why is that gonna change for me in February?
You're right. It shouldn't be just February. It should be all the other 11 months too. But we just focus on February because, you know, that's supposed to be for us.
See, that's the problem. It shouldn't be just that month. You're black.
I agree, but quote unquote, white America, you know, give us that.
Okay. Whatever.
As a symbolism of freedom.
Okay. Whatever. Next comment.
Oh, upset.
No, you don't, boo. I'm not upset. There's nothing to be upset about.
Okay, you're right. Okay. So question for the panel. Why do you think, most black people don't want to stop saying nigger? Is it just because it's a term of endearment? Is it just because it's ours? Or, you know, is it just because they just like the word that comes out of their mouths? Why we can't stop saying the word nigger? And I mean the word nigger as N-I-G-G-A, as a token of friendship.
Because it's natural. And that's the thing. It's natural. It's organic. It's something that you have to grow into that ability to say that to another black person. If I'm meeting you for the first time, I don't be like, I don't think I would say to you, what up, my nigga? You know, I don't think I would do that. Maybe in some circles, in certain atmospheres, that can go down. But on a regular situation, just meeting somebody like in a store, in a library, at school, at work, that's not the situation. So it's a, you know, we said it earlier, it's a bonding thing. It's something that you have to grow into being comfortable with. But once you get there, it's organic because of, for lack of a better word, the struggle. The whatever you went through to get to that commonality to use that word.
Now, is it just black people though? Are you speaking just in black people, or are you speaking of just, you know, the guys that you're bonded with, no matter the color, race, or nationality?
Oh no, I mean I'm talking about just with black people. Case in point, one of my boys. High school friends, dude very near and dear to my heart. He is Dominican, but he's been, mm-hmm. you know, hanging out in my neighborhood, in black neighborhood, Puerto Rican neighborhood, for as long as I can remember. So with him, I can say to him, like, you stupid, my nigga. Nigga, you dumb. Nigga, you crazy. But he will never, he will never say the word back to me. And that's only because, and I asked him one time, I said, yo, why, I said, what's up, my nigga? Why don't you say it back? He was like, are you feeling hurt? I was like, yo, a little bit. We've been, you know, chilling in this friendship of ours for like over 15, 16 years. You could say it to me, and I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't flex, I wouldn't think funny nothing about it. He was like, yo, honestly, seriously, because of the history and whatever it came from, I can't bring myself to call you that. So I'll call you B, I'll call you Black, I'll call you homeboy, I'll call you homie. Hell, I'll even call you Jeff. But I'm never going to call you that. So I was like, okay. Then I went Jamaican on him and said, respect. And then we walked off. You know what I'm saying? What?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I just think he was just speaking in terms of the wrong context. He was speaking of, because I know you didn't call him a nigger in a GGA. I know you said that as a form of love and respect and bonding.
Right, right.
So, I mean, I understand. So, okay, America, we have less than 5 minutes. We have like 4 minutes and change remaining. So, again, call us, 760-683-2662. Hit us up on our website, www.blocktalkradio.com/amongstfriends, or hit us on our Facebook page, Amongst Friends Online Radio Show. So the last question is a comment and, I guess, a question. I was listening to Charles Barkley, and he said something that kind of struck a chord when it comes to the whole inward situation. And he said that basically that white America is trying to infiltrate on what's appropriate and what is inappropriate when it comes to the N-word. So I guess the question is, the final question is, what do you say to those who think that this whole argument was started by white people who are trying to manage black or urban culture? So I guess the question is, based on what Charles Barkley said, do you think that white America is trying to dictate not only how or should we use the N-word, I guess, is white America trying to dictate how we say the word and the uses for it?
Well,
based on what Charles Barkley said.
Well, here's the thing. We have come down to the close of our show, and before someone could adequately answer the questions, we're going to be out of time. So how about y'all join us sometime in the future, or hit us up on the Facebook group and give us your answer.
Amongst friends, all up in the area, we got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique, we hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst men, from the ladies for the men, just 21 or wearing the pants. Fab old combo that you like, come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, Fab old combo. Amongst friends, Fab old combo. Grown and sexy baby, grown and sexy baby. Amongst friends, Fabo Combo. Amongst friends, Fabo Combo. Grown and sexy baby, grown and sexy baby.
Less than 4.5 minutes, and then you know how your ass takes 20 years to get a question.
I asked a question.
That's wrap up time.
It's cool.
We're going to fight. That's all. That's just all that's going to happen.
No, it ain't going to be no fight.
I'm just going to fight. And I'm going to just punch you in your chest.
Hey,
yeah.
I want both of you to have a happy gobble gobble day tomorrow.
Yeah, you too.
Bird up. I'm a little under the weather, so hopefully I can.
I feel better, my nigga.
Oh,
thank you.
Feel better,
thanks,
Jeff.
My nigga.
Oh, my Lord.
Hi, DJ, my nigga.
I'm not that.
Hi, DJ, my nigga.
I'm out.
Peace.